are now listening to Off-Mic.
Ah! Hey, everybody. It's Off the Rails time. It is episode 30 of Off the Rails, boys.
Youch.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a really...
Oh, my gosh. Time has moved exponentially quick.
Has.
It's so weird.
Maybe.
My last day of school is next week.
Same.
What?
2-2, the 22nd.
I think mine might be the 23rd. I can't remember.
Yeah, mine's
people get out on Thursday.
Mine's the 23rd. I know that. I graduate the 25th.
Yo, same. So, I'm not going to your graduation.
I'm not going to yours either.
Boo.
Womp womp. I graduate before you, maybe. What time is your graduation?
I don't know, by like 10.
I don't 11. Know. Mine might be the same time.
Boo. Imagine everybody graduating at the same time.
That would...
You guys know who's giving the speech, like the student speech?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I know one of my friends. He's pretty cool. So
I don't talk to people.
Then what are you doing in this class? Gabe, you've been in this place for an entire year, and you don't like talking to people?
No. Well, 180 days, not an entire year.
You're overestimating me and my...
Oh, my gosh. Cannot believe this.
I want to tickle your nose with a feather, like a comically large feather, and just go Gucci goo.
All right, Gabe, you need to stop that.
Gucci until you sneeze.
But, boys, this is the final stretch. We're in it for the long run.
I'm pretty sure this is a short run.
For the long... Hey! Every Tuesday at 9:15.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Well, maybe next. Maybe for, like, next week and the week after. Since, you know...
And the week after.
May 29th is the last day of Ben Davis, but...
I don't have to show up.
I mean, you don't have to, but you still can.
I kinda want to, yeah.
Yeah, we can have our last episode.
We have one more. Can
party, it's only us in studio.
One uno mas.
Uno mas.
I have uno mas, because I have finals next week.
Yeah, you have finals next week.
I do too, but like... Oh. Did you already do your finals?
No.
This week?
No, our finals start next week. It's a weird schedule.
So our seniors already took their finals, and their last day is this Friday.
Why do we not do the same?
And so everybody else except the seniors are there next week.
That's...
Honestly, good on them.
Good on my school. Good on Mooresville.
Yeah.
Good on Mooresville.
Mooresville gets one thumbs up for that one.
It's the only thumbs up they're going to get.
Dry West, please let us out early. Please, I'm begging you.
You can call yourself out. You're old. You're 18.
I'm old. I still have to do finals, Gabe.
Ring, ring. Let me leave.
Ring, ring. Out. Hello? What's that? Let me out.
Cheeseburger.
You're going to miss high school next year. You're gonna call and you're going to be like, can I come on the show?
I'm going to miss it. I might actually do that. Because
you'll have to take me if you're how to set it up, the phone thing.
The phone thing? Oh, it's just a couple of button pushes. You'll be fine.
The man who only works here has taught us some things.
I'll be a very busy person next year.
Yeah, you'll be having to deal with this show, taking up Garrett's legacy, Rock's legacy.
I ain't taking those two legacies are coming into one. One show.
One
two
show?
Shows next week.
Okay.
Or next year. And then I do all the games. Cause...
Or you could pawn it off to one of the new guys.
Newbies.
New fellas.
Because...
Get yourself...
Jason won't do it.
Brody, you just got to get yourself an underling, all right?
Well, I'm your underling, so...
You're mine?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Make henchmen.
Yeah. Get
nice
your
convert
henchmen.
People.
Next
I'm
year...
Just I'm just his apprentice.
Get some henchmen, all right?
You got to layer. It has to be like an MLM. Mm.
An MLM?
Yeah, multi-level marketing scheme.
Oh, my gosh.
Are
We're not making
a pyramid
scheme.
I'm going to make a pyramid scheme.
We're not making a pyramid scheme mid-studio... Just so that...
Your last name is Pearman, so why can't it be Pyramid Scheme?
Pyramid Scheme.
We're
going
to change your
pyramid
last name
scheme.
To Pyramid.
The Pyramid Scheme?
Pyramid
we're
scheme.
Not putting my name and slandering it so that you guys can start up an MLM scheme.
We're going to use your name. Your full legal name.
My full legal name? You're going to get my social security number as well?
And your mother's maiden name.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
That makes sense.
Mix them all together. Make an MLM.
Make an MLM stew.
Yeah, start stealing money from mothers who are willing to contribute and listen to our yap session.
It would just be Brody's yap session. It wouldn't be ours yet.
Well, not ours. We could convince. We'll talk through Brody. He'll be like a little puppet.
Well, like Force Ghost appear in the studio and just start chatting with him.
I just the voices. I just hear the voices of Pyramid and Gabe. Just
talk.
And let's talk about Transformers for an hour.
Yeah, I can do that. Honestly, I can definitely talk about Transformers for an hour.
I don't know. Next year, for the playbook, I might just do it on the Roadcast.
Podcasting machine.
The Roadcast, because I can edit things.
Yeah.
And we could say we want if we get upset.
Well, you can do that.
Well, you could, but then you'd end up like bleeping yourself out and all that.
Yeah. There's a line there, Brody.
Yeah.
Okay. But
why didn't we do that?
Because on air is fun.
Because on air is the traditional way of doing stuff.
We're in radio. We're not in podcasting.
This is radio. Dang it.
I want a podcast. I want to make a little show in the background that I can say all the no-no words I want.
No-no-no words. What are no-no words?
You can't do that.
What are no-no words?
Poop.
There you go.
Poop. I'm going to have to push the button for that one.
Yeah, you
just
have to
slam that red button.
All right. Ow. That, I just like threw my thumb into the... Oh, that's not a good pain. Okay.
Garrett was getting unnecessarily mad
this morning. Are we going to talk about...
He's up.
His anger.
His flappy bucket.
Oh my gosh, dude.
He died. He lost, and he like would like get really upset. So I would say he would crash out.
And yeah, and we.
He said this one thing is like, I was so close to being my high score, and can we
define crash out really quick for the audience?
Like we were just sitting there. We were trying to be quiet.
Really mad for really, really
quiet. Trying to be quiet because there was an assignment going on outside, and you just hear. No, dude!
Yeah,
it was. Oh my gosh.
It's hilarious.
I have never seen a man cover his mouth faster in my life.
Because BDTV came in.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, can you guys, like, quiet down? Because they're about to, like, record something. And Garrett yells that.
Like, immediately after, mid-interview, it's going to show up, and it's going to be so funny.
Because
we're going to know exactly what happened.
And then we're going to have Jason squealing laughing.
Jason squealing and slamming the desk. Oh, my gosh.
It's an inside joke now.
I'm going to have to see that.
Yeah.
It's just Flappy Bucket. That's the
it's just
joke.
Flappy Bucket.
That's the inside joke.
That's the inside joke. Anyways, you were talking about Transformers.
Well, I'm just... Ow!
Somebody just transformed those lights on.
I said the magic word Transformer, and it blew one out in Studio B.
We got all four lights on.
All right. Anyways, what about Transformers, Brody?
Nothing.
No movie.
I don't watch Transformers.
You don't? Anymore.
I don't. I've watched all the Bay.
All the Bayverse? Okay, that's
pretty all right.
All right. How would you rank them?
I don't remember the names, and I also haven't watched them in like 5 years.
I haven't watched all of them actually.
I've seen all of them, and all I gotta say is don't watch anything after Dark of the Moon.
Youch.
Yeah.
What about like Planet of the Apes?
That's not a.
I
that's
love.
Not, that's not Transformers.
I'm pretty sure there's the one. There's
I love Planet of the Apes.
Oh no, you're talking about
what's the new one?
Kingdom of the Apes.
Rise of the Beasts.
Yeah.
That I haven't seen that one yet, but from what I've heard, it's good.
Optimus Prime versus Godzilla.
Optimus
crossover.
I think Godzilla Prime might actually Godzilla. Win that one.
Prime X Godzilla.
Prime would not win.
They're boyfriends.
No, it's like X Kong X Zilla.
Optimus Prime and Godzilla on a date.
On a date?
On a date.
I don't think it'd
be
in France. In France?
Probably in French, if they're in France.
I wonder if Godzilla one day could actually speak. Has he ever canonically spoke?
No, but he has. Have you guys seen that video? He does. Okay. Have you seen like the old like 1990s, I want to say, Godzilla films, where it was like a massive costume where he just slid on his tail and like kicked King Ghidorah in the jaw. I think it was King Ghidorah.
I've seen that clip.
No.
I don't know. What were the producers on in order to make that? I want to know what they were thinking, what they were feeling,
bad.
And what they wanted to do.
Original Coca-Cola.
Mm.
Before the switch.
Like, the glass bottle.
The glass bottle.
Glass bottle Coca-Cola is
the ones that you're not supposed to drink anymore because they can kill you. Because they're, like, so old.
How are glass bottle Coca-Cola's
like
bad?
They expire.
Expire.
Imagine, in a plastic bottle, honestly. Plastic bottle is probably worse for you than a glass bottle.
Do you know what
microplastics?
Oh, yeah.
I love the taste of microplastics. It makes my blood feel sharp.
I can already feel the sharpness in my armpit. Very close to my heart.
I don't need to hear that one, Gabe.
Nanobots.
Okay.
You don't know that game. Where nanobots? the big guy's like, nanobots.
Oh, nanomachines, son.
Yeah. Just massive microplastics.
I love that game, Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. Oh my gosh. That is honestly one of my favorite games of all time. The soundtrack in that game, too, was spectacular.
Spectacular.
Because, like, each and every final boss...
No, it's spectacular.
What?
The Spectacular Spider-Man show.
Right? Yes, sir.
Is it Spectacular Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Is that the one with, what's his... The best cartoon version of Spider-Man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Spectacular Spider-Man.
Was that the 2D one or the 3D one?
The 2D.
2D. Okay. There hasn't been
like
a 3D one.
Was it like 08? Was that when it
I don't
came
remember,
out?
But I remember...
Did he look like Flat Stanley?
Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of a Flat Stanley-ish
look. He had
a
weird looking head.
Yeah.
It wasn't too weird.
Sometimes the animation styles get a little iffy.
I liked it. I think it was the best Spider-Man adaptation cartoon ever.
Honestly. Mm-hmm. Didn't he show up for like a split second in Spider-Verse? He did?
He had lines, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I think Garrett just opened an umbrella inside.
Well, he's got bad luck then. Anyways, back on track.
It's actually raining outside. Or it's supposed to.
Yeah, we've been having some nice rainy weather.
It's gloomy, but it's pleasant.
It's a little gloomy, except for at home. Some roads were flooded.
Well, yeah, you live in the middle of nowhere. So
fair enough. And
your entire county is water retainage.
Uh-huh. And you live in where? Plainfield. Yeah, no, you'd never have water.
I've had a couple, actually. It's been bad lately.
It's been raining.
It's not bad, though.
Listen,
up
here, it's been raining.
Yes.
Listen. I drive, because my work is like...
10 minutes that way.
Wait. 20
minutes
that way.
Which
way is 10th Street from here?
I don't know. I'm in a box right now. I can't tell you.
I'm doing hard math here. 10th Street is that way.
That way. So that way.
No one knows where that away is.
To my left, but nobody
knows. Nobody knows which way we're facing right now. So.
I'm currently facing Never Eat Soggy. I think I'm facing north. I'm pretty sure.
I need the north star.
Let me pull out my little compass real quick.
You have a compass on you?
I got a compass on my phone.
Oh, my gosh.
Wowee!
I keep a compass on me at all times.
My name is Papyrus.
I'll always allow use my location compass. I'm actually facing south.
Okay.
I was backwards.
So southeast? Ceased?
It's east.
Straight shot east.
Okay, straight east.
At 110 degrees east.
Nice.
110 degrees.
It's
east.
Near the end
east.
Of the year.
Yeah.
Yeast.
Right about that way.
Yeast. Yeah,
bread?
Yeast.
I like bread.
Why are our roads so weird?
Why are roads so weird? You're asking me like I'm the one that built them.
Yes, you are.
No.
Cameron, you're an ancient little gnome. You're like
ancient
4 foot two and developed civilization
you're
itself.
Unk.
I am not unk.
You're unk. Nah, the real unk is...
Isn't the guy
Dylan.
From the Croods?
Dylan? Yeah, Dylan's the unk of the studio. He's...
Who's Dylan?
Dylan? The guy in Studio D?
This guy. Hold up. Let me remember him.
Yeah, he's the oldest out of all of us because he's 19.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. He's a grown man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Garrett's not far behind him, though.
Garrett is not far behind.
We have old people in the studio. Get him out of here.
What?
I don't like talking to old people.
How old are you? What year were you born in?
2006.
Okay.
I just turned 18.
See, he was born in 05.
Yeah. You're weird.
How am I weird?
Also, Garrett
you're
was
weird,
born
you're
in
05. Old.
Hey, that's a nice number. 2005.
2006 is
old.
Better.
How's
mine's
it old?
Even. Let's go.
06, babies. I'm just...
That's right.
Mine's divisible by 5 and 2.
Mine's divisible by 2, 4, 6...
I doubt that it's divisible
10,
by 6.
20.
I don't think it's 10.
I can't tell you. 5, probably.
No.
With like a 1 extra hanging out after the fact.
Just had to add a 1. Had to add 1 at the end of it.
But yeah, we've got a whole bunch of people from last year. Only a few new years. honestly.
When are you turning 19?
When do I turn 19? November 10th.
Okay.
November 10th.
Are you going to move before then?
Unk status.
How am I an unk?
Unk status.
Is it uncle?
It's
okay.
Unk. It's just
unk. I'm not up to date with slang.
We're almost the same age.
I'm old.
You're not that old.
I feel like
I'm
old
not
man.
Old either.
I got back pain.
What are you?
He's got back. Jerry's still out on that one.
He has back pain at.
Well, you sometimes just I work turned out.
He's 17.
I don't have back pain.
He's 18.
Yeah.
He's just 18. Like a month ago?
Yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Birthday was yesterday?
Yeah.
Woohoo! Happy birthday.
I got this fancy pencil that I have in my left pocket that I'm going to pull out and start clicking.
Is it a birthday pencil? Please don't. Oh, what
he's
is that?
It's fancy.
It.
Yeah, okay. It's a.
He's not even pressing it. He's turning it.
This is crazy, all right?
Crazy stuff.
The top of the pencil rotates, and it has like 7 different types of lead inside, but it's not all lead. Some of it is pens. I got a red, a black, and a blue pen.
Oh, it's like one of those pens.
And do you remember those pens when we were younger that you could like press
it's
it down
lead.
And up
yeah.
and the
yeah.
colors would come
I had
out?
One of those. I have one of those. I know exactly what you're talking about, Brody.
And you'd all try to press them all down at the same time.
Yeah, I did do that. It broke the pen, but I fixed it. I remember that, man. It just reminds me of the Scholastic Book Fairs, man.
Oh,
that's
the,
just like an adult version of that.
Pencil lead.
I feel like we need to bring back the book fairs for high school.
I need book fairs as an adult. I need to be able to walk into like a bookstore, but have
a
little.
Yeah, but
I need it.
It's not
cooler.
The same. It's not the same vibe.
I need like 6 older women leading the checkout and all that. I need it to be like completely donated.
How old are
time.
We get? If you're, let's say you're 30, and doing that.
Yeah.
The woman's gonna have to be like 80.
I need her to be like 50, 60, as old as my mom. My mom's 40, so like, man, my parents are young. That just set in.
That just set in for
my
you?
Dad's almost 50. Set in.
That's kind of crazy.
My dad's like 48.
Mm.
Your dad's older than my dad.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Wow. Wowie zowie.
Isn't that the thing that the guy from American Dad? Was it American Dad?
No.
Or was it a family guy?
I think it's Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Oh, I was going to say...
Zooey Mama.
Like, Zooey Mama. That's
you said it wrong.
I thought you were talking about... I thought that was like some papyrus would say.
No.
Papyrus from Undertale? Wowie Zowie?
Well, I mean, I feel like that's something he would say.
The funny spaghetti skeleton?
Yeah.
I
love that funny spaghetti skeleton.
But back on track about Scholastic Book Fairs, we need the fun, like... aspect.
Yeah, but then your teachers would make you read it and then take a Scholastic test on it, and it was upsetting.
I never had to do that.
I took, okay.
Bro, hold on a second. Before we talk about that, Brody, I never had to deal with that.
The Scholastic tests?
No.
I did those a lot.
Why? Why did yours do, what, you too?
Yeah, but only in Arizona.
Why would they do that?
And only at one school, not the other schools.
It depends on the school.
Yes.
It that does. Doesn't make sense.
It makes good for ratings. Like, yeah. They got a 4-star rating because...
It gives you an incentive to read more.
Also, and it's like...
And to take a test to read more?
Yeah, but then...
It's like comprehension. It's not like you have to like...
Yes. You're not typing an essay.
It's just like, what happened this chapter?
Yeah.
What happened this chapter?
Oh, that's boring.
When?
Yeah, but like, if I got to like 80 books, they would have given me like a field trip.
Yeah.
No, really?
You got cool things.
You got cool
I got
things
a little medal.
Huh.
No, we got, like, breakfast with the principal. I got breakfast with the principal once.
Oh.
That's kind of sucky. My principal didn't like me.
I had a thing like that where it was...
I still did it, though.
I had a thing like that where it was, like, a reading thing where if you read a certain amount of books, you could earn things.
Yeah, but the thing was about that is when once you read, we have to take the test so they knew we just read it and then just read it.
You know, we didn't have to do the whole test thing. We just kind of marked down when we read. And how long we read.
My teacher,
they trust children a lot at your school, huh?
They did.
Well, yeah, because...
In comparison to us.
In comparison to what we did, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm a good old boy.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's they just trust.
Him and I know what you did.
It's just blind trust.
I know what you did.
We know what you did, 2005.
2005, when I was born?
Yeah, we know the day.
Hee-hee-hee-ha.
September 27th, I'm playing.
September... I
wasn't born.
I wasn't
the
alive.
Death of the universe?
December 28th. We know what you did on
December
28th, 2005.
I wasn't alive.
September 27th, 2036. Heat death of the universe.
Okay.
It's a little angry bird. I think it's the angry bird telling me to tell you
things. Which one?
The red one.
The red one? I don't know. I remember Squidward telling me that one.
Word.
Yeah.
Sigma.
Okay.
What the Sigma?
I hate that. Can I just say, I hate that saying so much.
What the Sigma?
I hate you, Gabe. I hate you.
I couldn't I
hate
stop
everything.
Saying it for like a month.
Because I've done nothing but hear that every time I go into my speech class. I'm going to stop you right now. Okay, where's your mic? There we go.
That's my mic.
Sorry. There we go.
I can say it loud enough that everybody else can hear
me. All right, we're all going mute then. All right.
This is the incognito.
Okay, we're back.
Sorry,
you apologize for
that. I just thought, I thought every time I hear Squidward's name anymore, that's what I hear in my head.
No, they did edits to it. Edits to the What the Sigma. Like, they'll drop
it
in a song.
BDSM medics. Like BDSM.
Like the, hit shows. Oh. Like, it's You. It's called You.
You?
It's some kind of like.
Oh, you're talking about the TV show?
Yeah, it's the stalker guy who's not quite a stalker guy who ends up getting
that
stalked
weird.
Or something.
Hmm. Speaking of edits, I don't think you guys know what the original OTR intro is.
No, we've never heard
you
it.
You guys have not heard that.
Why didn't you make the John Cena noise?
I don't know. I'm thinking that's what
the
original.
You guys
turn
need,
it down real low.
You guys need to hear this
just
intro.
Just mute me.
No. You guys need to hear
the sounds.
The
real quiet.
Original intro. No.
Let's be quiet.
No, I'm gonna mute us all so we don't accidentally make a noise.
I'm gonna say.
Here's the
choice words.
You guys are gonna. Here's a little history here, real quick.
Well, history lesson at.
Right now.
You are now listening to Off the Rails.
Leave after.
Ah!
Ooh.
Good morning, everybody.
That wasn't that impressive.
What?
Wow, that
felt
was amazing.
Like it was lackluster in comparison to the current intro.
To the current intro? You call
like
that
we put,
lackluster?
We put like days into ours, though.
Flood advisory for Canby.
Listen,
hey, that's
on my
where
watch.
I live.
Hey, same.
Listen, that is
Wingstop on Canby's the best.
I don't know about that one.
That is a piece of history right there that you guys just got to listen in on.
Can we? Is that one public?
What?
Is that like on our Twitter or anything? Original? Can we do that?
Can we do what?
Can we do Off the Rails through the years? And it's just like all the different intros, and then we like talk for 15 minutes about the history.
I think that Off the Rails should just be an in-studio thing. That's something I'm trying to.
Low key, I'm a hater of
Pearman
and his ideas.
Why?
I despise you. Why does my
Gabe,
watch keep vibrating?
You've just had every bad idea happen.
At least my bad ideas end up coming out pretty good in the long run.
No.
Yes.
Not usually.
Usually they do.
And most of the things that you say.
Like what? Give me an example.
Give you an example. You walked into the studio with me.
Yes. And.
First mistake. Second mistake, you got behind a mic with me.
Uh-oh. I think that's more of a show of character of you rather than me and my,
shoot, man.
My decisions.
Am I the bad person?
It might be.
Shoot.
Am I the terrible?
Get me a sound effect of a baby crying, please.
If I can remember where it is.
That's Survey
like,
says.
It's like, hey, Jamie, pull up. Dear one.
It's our guy. After you realize he's the problem. It's not us.
I'm the problem?
Yes.
Are you, though?
I
feel like I'm the problem.
I feel like sometimes we all contribute to not having a solution, and that really causes the problem to get bigger than it was.
Isn't that like how most worldly problems happen? Is we all make our own situation, and then we just like don't take the blame for it?
I think inaction is our biggest problem. Taking action, but in the wrong way, is our second biggest problem. And then action in general.
I think our third biggest problem is not giving ice cream out. Like,
didn't they give your ice cream out yesterday?
We
did. They?
Did you guys get ice cream?
Nah, but I know the ambassadors did.
Oh.
Well, you see, there's the thing. I'm not an ambassador.
I
didn't
you
get
were.
Ice cream. No? Never have been.
Well, who was?
I'm
pretty
Rob?
Sure Elijah, Pearman. Elijah.
Robert, Landon,
Garrett.
And Garrett.
So
they're
the four
are,
and
there are ambassadors.
Classes,
Miles is also one.
Miles is an ambassador?
How is Miles an ambassador?
He's young.
He's fresh, dude.
He's new. Most ambassadors are second years.
Yeah.
So how is he?
That's kind of crazy.
How did he? How did
I,
he
I guess
get?
He's really good.
I guess so.
He's just fantastic. Just, why does my watch keep vibrating? Somebody,
you should turn that off then, Gabe. We're on the show right now.
It's really distracting. We're doing, me.
That's why you need to turn it off so we can do the off the rails.
It's for my grandma.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's for my birthday. Grandma got me a Fitbit.
I'm sorry, Grandma Heiser.
It's not a Fitbit.
It's a Grandma Finn.
Grandma Finn. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Watch. It's not an Apple Watch.
It's not an Apple Watch?
No, it's a Fitbit.
Then why is it...
Why does it look like an Apple Watch?
Because you like Apple Watches. This is a Fitbit. It tells me all about the weather, my calories burned.
Yeah, it's definitely a Fitbit. Fitbit, for sure.
Yeah. Hold on, I can change the watch face.
You can change the watch face.
Yeah.
And what does it look like?
Now it's a Greek statue man in front of a pink bathroom.
Wow.
I know, right?
We should make Greek statues. We should build Greek statues of ourselves.
We should do that again.
And set them in the studio.
Bring back Greek statues of these men thinking and contemplating reality.
They do you know
Not
how long
all this paint just thrown on a canvas? Modern art.
The money laundering Yarn. Schemes.
Yawn.
Yawn. Like, there's so much time put into making one of those things. There's a craft to it.
Can we 3D print you?
See, there's not much of a craft statue. To that one.
Let's I think call it's him Flat Pyramid.
Flat Pyramid?
Flat Pyramid.
We'll put you in that 2D aspect.
I already did that back in, like, elementary school. We had like, a Flat Stanley project.
Flat Stanley. We came back to him.
Yeah.
Hey, guy.
Yeah, I made one, and I sent it across state. It was cool. It went to...
I would have sent it to Alabama.
I think it actually went to Alabama.
All right.
I don't know what to... I don't really 100% remember where.
France.
But it went somewhere. It didn't go to France.
Can we send it to Brazil?
No.
Can we go to Brazil?
No.
Please?
No.
Please?
You can in your free time, but, you know, me personally, Bernie, I like Indiana.
Can we kidnap Pearman and take him to Brazil? It's like a 20-minute drive. I don't know. It's funny to say you're
take
going
him
to Brazil.
Like Costa Maya.
Saskatchewan.
Pearman, give your Let's passport. Take him on a cruise, an all-inclusive cruise. Ooh. Where Pyramid can do whatever he wants.
Sweet.
I can just leave him alone on a really big boat and see what happens.
I can go into a lobster-filled coma.
Sounds like fun. All-inclusive. Pyramid boat.
Pyramid boat.
Pyramid boat. Boat Pyramid.
Yep.
Put your name on the
vote
side.
Pyramid.
Vote Pyramid. Pyramid. I think we already did that one.
Yeah, no. I don't think
you won.
We
too.
Can't do that. I did win that one.
He was the president of the radio station.
I wasn't here, so how's that fair?
How is that fair?
I think Kieran was here.
Yeah, Kieran was here for that one.
I don't know why.
But
who let Kieran on? Should have
waited.
Me.
Yeah, we should have.
Because Brody wasn't.
I wasn't there.
Available.
I'm a Kieran hater.
You're a Kieran hater.
Not.
You should go tell them.
Kieran. We all love Kieran here.
You should go tell that to his face right now.
Like Kieran's beats.
I could call him right now.
Don't call him. Be a man.
Want to.
Tell it to his face.
Well, we could FaceTime.
Be a man, not
Walk
behind
out
a
the
screen.
Studio right now.
Look him dead in the eye and
say, I hate you.
Hold on. I'll be right back. I'll go do that right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not even joking.
Record
I'll be right
so
back.
We can hear it.
You want me to record it
no,
on
no,
my
no,
phone?
No, no, no. Don't record it. Just go in there and tell us how it went.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
So this is how we're going. We're experimenting with Gabe's hate and his fury. And his upsetness and his anger at Kieran. This is going to be... I'm excited. You guys are listening to this live at WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. This is Off the Rails. I'm here sitting with Brody awaiting Gabe Heiser in order to hear what is to come from his hatred towards Kieran. Personally, I don't have any hateful feelings towards Kieran. I vibe with him. All
he
right.
He makes cool beats.
Oh, here we come. Is he back? Gabe is back. All right.
How'd it go?
So hold on. Wait for him to get behind the microphone first.
Let me sit down first.
Let
put
him
my
get
headphones
situated.
On.
I'm excited
I
to see.
Gotta sneeze.
I'm excited to see. What were the results?
Okay. I walked into the back room, right? Studio D.
Okay. Just tell me what he said.
Made eye contact. He didn't even say anything. He just looked at me and just nodded. Smiled a little, nodded. And I was like, okay. And I closed the door and I left.
Wow.
Nothing else said?
No, I just said,
I didn't
Kieran,
know.
I hate you.
I didn't know he was chill like that.
I don't think he's chill. I think when we get out to the parking lot, he's probably going to maul me.
He's going to just...
He's going to turn into a werewolf,
words,
start barking
he's
at
gonna
me.
He's going to just start...
You're...
Did he just text me?
Your brakes your brakes aren't going to work when you go.
My brakes already don't work.
Oh yeah, I forgot that.
I'm getting those changed Thursday.
Splendid.
Thursday.
Did we do top of the hour?
Top of the hour? I already did it. Don't worry, Gabe.
I'm a little worried-filled fellow. I don't know.
I'm worried, too. I'm worried for a lot of things, but most importantly, I'm worried about...
Perman, I'm worried about your health.
Graduation. Yeah, that's in a week. Man.
Stone. So, have we told our viewers what the plans are, for your guys' plans are yet?
For what?
After high school.
After high school?
Being homeless.
Well, that's a lie.
Running through the streets, screaming, skipping for joy.
I could have assumed that from you, Gabe.
Hi.
I could not expect less. For me, I'm probably going to...
Like, what are you going to major? We know you're going to IUPUI.
I'm
going to
try to...
told that.
Yeah, I've already applied there, so they should get back to me.
Did they accept you?
They've downloaded it, so...
I don't think they want you.
No, they probably want me.
I think
they want you. I mean, they let my brother in for...
Muscle Man does not get his way into college.
Muscle Man is making it to college, and Muscle Man is going to show other people how to be muscle people.
Oh, yeah, you're doing training, right?
I thought he was a physical therapist.
I'm going to try to get into exercise science and anatomy and biology so that way I can...
Biology is hard.
You should do chemistry.
Yeah, it is tough.
Chemical engineering.
Well, the subject... I'm going to have to do
Zoom
it for...
in on chemistry.
Like 7 years because you need a doctorate for it. So I got to be... I got to get uber smart.
Bro, you should... Okay, hear me out. This is like the plan for what I think is a good idea to go for college, right? You go 2-year community college, like free-ish. It's a lot cheaper in comparison to like mainstream college. And then you transfer all of your credits to a mainstream college to get your like final degree. You follow the path that you're thinking you're going to go on, but you save a lot of money in the long run because you don't have those crazy student loans in the beginning.
Honestly, well, you don't need student loans to begin with. You just need to have the money.
You need either a scholarship or a lot of luck.
FAFSA.
Yeah.
It depends, because
that one depends on your.
And plus, the thing that I'm going into, there's a benefit to it because I can start working as like an intern or as something in a hospital.
Paid?
Either they will pay me or they will just pay for my college, but I will be forced to work for them for a little bit longer. But it's gonna be fun. I'm actually kind of excited for it, but I'm gonna miss this. Okay, I'm going to miss...
Going to miss being, your morning yap sesh.
I'm
going to
miss the morning yap sesh. I'm going to miss waking up in the morning, coming here, you know, being like, man, I got to wake up at 5:30 in the morning.
I'm not going to miss that at all.
Like,
I'm going to love sleeping in again.
I'm going to love sleeping in, but like, I'm going to miss waking up when the sun rises.
Dude, back in Arizona, the sun rose at about 6:50-ish, depending on the time of year. Mm-hmm. It didn't deviate like it does here.
Yeah.
We were closer to the equator. The sun set always before 8. Sun rise always before 8.
Like, it's...
I'm not going to miss waking up at 7:30, at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Like,
you
I
wake up at 6?
You
I have
lucky.
A 30-minute drive here.
Yeah.
Lucky man.
You get to save your sleep.
When do you guys
5:30.
Wake up?
5:30.
Why?
Because
shower.
It takes like an hour to get here.
I use
it
the
takes
bathroom.
You an hour to get here?
Yeah. I get up, I eat, I get my stuff prepared.
Oh, well, you guys ride the bus.
And then I get
a bus.
He doesn't.
You ride the bus.
I do.
That's not fair. I don't ride the bus.
It takes me 20 minutes-ish to drive here, depending on traffic. There was a train this morning.
Why do you
think it's 5:30? So I can shower, use the bathroom.
Oh, I don't shower in the morning.
Brush my teeth, maybe eat a
little
bit of
breakfast. I brush my teeth and everything, and I don't eat breakfast.
Yeah. You don't eat breakfast?
No, I eat breakfast here.
Why do you not eat breakfast in the morning? Because
I eat breakfast here.
You can have double breakfast.
I don't want double breakfast.
Double breakfast is pretty good.
I get free food here.
Second breakfast. Never
free
had that.
Free
food. Barkfest.
Not...
I love my dogs.
I love my dog. I love my dog, too. He's a bit of a stinker, but I love him.
My dog is... It was her birthday not too long ago, and we got her bandanas.
Aw.
And we're getting a couch today so that we can all, like, hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Couch.
What about you, Brody? You got a dog?
Yeah, I got like two.
Ooh.
Two whole dogs.
I don't have a picture of my poodle. It's a black poodle.
Mm-hmm.
It's like yay high.
Yeah.
Should be at like my leg right now. And then I have an all white lab.
Yeah.
Like all white. Like you guys think of a yellow, you think of like, oh, it's a gold. No,
golden
it's white.
Retriever.
It is pure
black.
White.
It's white.
Fluffy white coat.
Like, you might think it's, like,
is it fluffy
albino?
Or is it, like,
matted?
Slicked.
It can be both, but it's okay. It's a golden retriever body.
Bless you,
Pamela. And a Great Dane size proportions.
So giant. Wow.
Giant dog. And it's slick. And the fur is slick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my dog, he's a black lab mixed with Australian Shepherd. So he's a little mutt, but he's kind of stupid too.
Yeah.
But like really stupid. He tore the railing off the side of the house, like the drain pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just tore it off because he thought there was a bird or a mouse in there. Yeah.
Okay.
How is it on the roof?
How is it? It's connected to the gutter.
Yeah.
And he just tore it out because he thought there was something in it. And I came home. It was lying on the ground. I was like, Winston, what are you doing? And he just looked at me like he was the victim. Like, The bird made me do it. Like, no, you moron. You're not supposed to do that.
Don't eat pipes on the side of the house.
So we had to get that replaced.
Don't eat paint. There's paint on that.
There is paint on that.
Yummy paint.
And it's like, isn't it aluminum or copper or something?
Lead.
So I tell my dog when somebody drops like a cookie on the floor, like, no, don't eat that.
Yeah.
That has chocolate in it.
Our dog, we have to be careful with food around our dog because he is eat on sight. Right. If he sees food on the floor, it's his.
It's a mouth open.
Mm-hmm.
He like does out. That. You know the Minecraft fox animation? Where Maybe. She's like Where, a rabbit.
Where pounces? The
jump? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your dog whenever he sees food on the
That's
floor.
He doesn't pounce. He just skedaddles over and slides.
What kind of dog do you have?
A very stupid one. But he's my stupid dog, so I love him.
What breed?
Like, what breed? I just said. He was Black Lab, Australian Black Lab, Shepherd.
Yeah. Mine's a collie. She's like 13. Aww. She's old. I want a corgi.
You want a corgi? They're silly little dogs. I like them.
A corgi when I'm older.
One of my friends has a corgi, and she's scared of guys because she's really small, and he's like 6'2", whatever, and he has like a deepish voice. So she's like, she just gets really scared and like looks up, like, big puppy eyes, like, what is going on?
Please do not harm me.
Sit down. Yeah. Please calm down.
I want a Frenchie, little French bulldog.
I want a...
Those things are... They've got some personality on them.
Oh, yeah. No, bulldogs do. Most dogs do, actually.
Yeah. Especially Chihuahuas. They're hateful beasts.
What's the big, like, black dogs that they keep is, like, They look like... They're really scary. Dobermans?
Really scary. Dobermans?
Is it a...
Well, what... can you describe how the dog looks?
He's about yay big...
Whoa. I'd say that's like,
okay, he's tall. So pretty he's really tall.
Great Dane. Thank you.
Great Dane. Those are way, way bigger.
No,
than that?
Okay.
He's
standing
like,
or sitting?
That is on his four.
Standing? Okay.
All fours.
All fours,
he's
standing.
Like bigger
okay.
than me if he's on his hind leg.
Yeah. Sitting, they're way taller.
But Great my Dane's
sitting,
friend.
They're like where I am. Like they're as tall as me.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're huge, though.
Big, big dogs.
He was scary. He made eye contact with me. He has a big, deep bark, so he sounds scary.
Bark.
Yeah.
Bark.
Bark. No, you hear him through the entire house because it's, like, so bassy.
So you have a Great Dane?
No, but my girlfriend's friend does.
That's just...
I spent the night over at his house.
Imagine seeing that in somebody's house, and you don't know that. You don't
I'd be terrified.
They're pretty chill, though. If you don't,
if you don't know the person and you don't know the dog, and it's just, like, a... big dog that just
no my girlfrend is a German Shepherd and I've been hit I don't know how many times because she'll like just jump and start loving on you trying like
big,
make out with you
big
tongue mouth
fluffy
yeah
fluffy dog
not so fluffy very muscular though
yeah they're big
mm-hmm.
I mean they are like really they're just strong dogs
they are they're like the powerhouse of the cell for a dog
they're the mitochondria of dogs.
We're not talking about that.
We're not talking about Great
Pyrenees.
Pyrenees.
That's not what we're talking about. But yeah, dogs are pretty cool.
Pyromania.
I just
fire.
Why are we talking about fire now, Gabe? Gabe, you have
I let the ADHD out. I let it slip out and I let it consume me.
Clearly.
We are off the rails.
We?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Okay, there we go. I just had to get it out.
God bless.
Thank you.
I got really mad at the guy today.
Did you sneeze or was that just a scream?
Oh, no, that was just a scream. I've never heard anybody sneeze like that.
Careful with that.
Wow. Oh, that one is the...
The staticky one?
The staticky one.
What if I touch mine? Mine's fine. What if I touch yours?
Oh, mine has a little bit... Oh, wow.
It is his. All right. Don't touch that one. Turn his mic off if he's going
to
move it.
Yeah, you got it.
No, I don't need to move it.
Okay.
I'm fine. Oh, that's
weird. Take it back. It's the only one with, like, heavy static on it.
Yeah, that's so strange. Brody, your microphone is weird. You're weird. It's weird.
Not my microphone. It's WBG's microphone.
We only have a few minutes left before the end of the show.
Five.
Only five, and this will be the second to last? Third to last?
Yeah.
Third to last episode.
How do you get third to last from, like, 1 week? Are you coming in after you graduate?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to.
Can you call me up one of those mornings and tell me to come in with you?
If you're awake.
I'll be here. I gotta work, though.
Yeah.
I gotta work at 10 probably that day, so I'll, like, come in, do the show, and then go to work.
So guess what, listeners? You've not heard The Last of Us just quite yet.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Give me a cheer, Brody.
Let me hear a hip hip hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hooray.
Yeah.
Now, let me hear more of it. Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Yippee!
Yay.
Man. I'm going to miss this.
I'm going to go crazy.
I'm going to lose it.
I'm going to crash out.
I'm going to go off the rails.
Oh, he did a good one. That was a good one.
Oh, my God. Brody, yeah, we got to keep practicing your scream, too.
Right now?
You have to practice it.
You want me to do it right now?
Yeah, sure. All right. It's all you.
That was bad.
Yeah. That was bad.
I try again. Something got stuck in my throat.
You tried to cut it off. You're supposed to just let it out.
Okay.
All right, ready?
That was too intense.
A little
bit
better, but you're screaming.
Lean yourself
It's not supposed to be a burst. It's supposed to be
your head up.
Like an actual scream. Commit to it, all right? Don't try to cut yourself off.
You should just go guttural.
Try to
just
feel. Feel the off the rails. One
feel
more
these
time.
Rails fall away.
One more time, Brody.
Right now?
Yes. Last word.
Ah!
There you go.
There you go.
That was a good one.
Yay.
Yes, sir.
Did it work? Oh, I was like, is there a delay?
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Well done. You've done well this year, Brody.
Thank you.
I have to tell you that. Gabe.
Hi.
Think I make it on the plaque this year?
You think you'll make it on the plaque? We're all making it on the plaque.
We are?
Yeah.
I don't know about me.
You don't know about you?
I don't know.
O-Rock.
O-Rock.
Yeah, he's not here. He already graduated.
He graduated.
Really?
Yeah, he's done.
Is he never coming back?
Probably not.
I'll probably run the show this Thursday.
Okay.
It's crazy because we didn't even tell people on the show tomorrow that it was the last show. I had no idea he was graduating.
Yeah. No, I didn't know. We, like, talked Friday, I think.
He graduated Friday.
Yeah, bro's just gone.
He could have graduated, like, halfway through the year, honestly. He's just waiting.
Yeah.
Speaking of graduation and the end, this is the end of our time.
Uh-oh.
We're done.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, people. We'll be back next week for Off the Rails. Okay, you've not heard
The Last of Us
yet. Next week, however, Brody will not be here due to his finals.
I'll be here the week after. See you in 2 weeks.
Yes, I'm so excited. Yeah. Cannot wait. Thank you, everybody. Have a great rest of your day, Indy. This has been Off the Rails.